There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go free.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger in Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go
Another reason why Nick Gonzalez is not gone is thanks to my good friend Ty Bollinger here as we go outside the box. And the truth about cancer, the quest for the cures continues. And what you did in getting Nick out there, people are more interested than ever, Ty. And that's the good news out of all of this and losing such a wonderful man.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad about that. I'm glad that he was involved with the quest. And it was... thanks to you. I mean, you introduced us, and as you did many of the people that I was connected with in the quest for the cure. So, you know, I'm just thankful that we got Nick in there. He was a big favorite. People absolutely loved him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just evident that he was just very intelligent, yeah, knew his stuff, loved people, and wanted to help.
Yeah, it was true. But I want to go back to something you just said, because you said that I connected you. I just remember Nick saying, hey, what about this Ty Bollinger guy? He seems like a good fellow. Do you think I should do this thing? I said, no, stay far away from Ty Bollinger. And despite what I said, he connected with you and he did it. So, yeah, so that was great. No, I just and he loved and appreciated you as well for the heart of what you brought out there and giving voice to what he has done. Again, it's more to the testament of his life's work, and that we, you know, have been able to carry those messages, and you have continued to carry so many messages out there. But I found it, you know, fascinating, and I understood why when Suzanne Summers was speaking, and of course she says hello to you as well, and she talked about the book she's written, and she says, you know, there was no one like Nick Gonzalez. I mean, yeah, she's interviewed a lot of smart doctors, but she said this guy had the full package, total picture. There was nothing you couldn't talk to him about and get from it. So thank God that was put on video as well, Ty.
Yeah, I'm really glad about that. And, you know, I'm glad that his legacy will live on through that. And many of his books, his writings, his papers, other videos that he's in, because the world needs to know about this treatment that is saving people from cancer. So I'm just honored to be a small part of that. And I'm really glad that Nick was able to be included in last year's. And we're gonna do some interesting things in this global quest in October to honor Nick in our documentary. Beautiful. And to make his legacy through this as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And you know, interestingly, a lot of his solutions were decidedly low tech. I mean, Brzezinski is another brilliant doctor, but you can't say what he's doing is low tech, right? And that's not a knock on it. It's just when I'm trying to share with folks about there is life after Nick Gonzalez and what he has left us, that legacy, is that we can tap into that. We don't have to be doctors to do a lot of what he was able to provide, because most of it was diet and even enzymes and things. And certainly there are some things about testing, hair testing, radionics. That's a little interesting that you may still need to see somebody for that. But for the most part, you know, you just start eating well and detoxing. Amazing what can happen.
It is. It is. And that's why I think there's so many hippies out there again.
Hey, TMB, what is going on with that microphone? I know you got a new setup there, but I'm getting a lot of override and feedback, so I can't hear the voice. Is the tilt of your head? I don't know.
I'm not really sure. Are you getting it now?
No, now it's clean. Now it's clean.
Okay.
So I'll
try to keep my head still right here.
Right, I'm thinking of that. We're gonna duct tape you in that position to catch every word, important word that you bring out.
Well, you know, here's one of the interesting things about Nick. Mm-hmm. And he was very scientific,
yep,
but his treatment was very down to earth. Mm-hmm. But it was very inexpensive. It was very, very inexpensive treatment. And I look at that. I was just reading an article a couple days ago that was posted by the Mayo Clinic. And it covered the top 12 chemotherapy drugs. Mm-hmm. And when I compare what Nick was doing to actually save lives to what chemo is doing to actually kill people, because people are dying from the chemotherapy, it's just unreal, the contrast. So, you know, just a few thousand dollars you could get and see Nick. And compare that to the number one chemotherapy drug, mm-hmm. which is ipilimumab. I can't even say it properly. It just was released recently. Three injections, $120,000. Number two, Cipulacel, $90,000 for three doses. Number three, Vecazimumab, $90,000 for four doses. I mean, these are such egregiously priced, high-priced drugs as compared to what we are doing. Right. And this side of the table, we're the ones that are saving lives. They're killing them while they're bankrupt people.
Well, a few days ago, I think I covered a story. I think it was after. I'm just so discombobulated from all this traveling again. But it was about 114 doctors outraged at the price of chemo. I said, come back to me when they're outraged because chemo is so toxic and deadly. That's what I want to hear. Not the price. I want to hear about when it's deadly, and they go, that's why they're outraged.
Yeah. Yeah. That is why they're outraged. Okay, one more. I got to cover this. I just noticed this.
Yeah?
Dasatinib from Bristol-Myers Squibb. One shot per day, $110,000 per shot. And the comments for this drug are used for a lifetime until progression. $110,000 per day.
Wow.
How dare anybody criticize what we're doing and saying that we are making a living off of cancer patients. They're making a living off of cancer patients dying.
Hold your head steady, boy. I got to keep you still, man. I want to hear all those words. See, I'm already energized being with you. You know what, my friend? Even though I'm tired, I'm just get fired up with you. Now, the FDA obviously looking the other way on these things. They'll approve balloons that you can put into your belly. They'll approve chemotoxins that will kill you as likely as they would help you, which they're not really in this case. And then the EPA, another part of the bureaucratic oligarchy, they look the other way just like the FDA does on toxins. And this is a story. Natural News has this. J.D. Hayes put this out. I think this is rather telling as well, that our supposedly protective agencies are doing their level best to look the other way and allow the poisons to flow in.
Yeah, well, they are. It says EPA is looking the other way as 90,000 tons per year of toxic waste are imported from Canada and Mexico. So I guess we are their dumping ground, or as Dr. Brad Weeks said last year in the Quest for the Cures, we're their back 40 where they dump their waste.
Wow. The EPA is supposed to, you know, manage hazardous waste, yet they look the other way. I mean, it becomes a corporate handout, another form of corporate welfare, because the toxins are corporate, so they're okay.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is the thing that gets me, because as a CPA, it says the audit found that the EPA's data collection on imports has major discrepancies in hazardous waste import volumes, indicating that the EPA has incomplete knowledge of the shipments. So this is their job,
right?
And they don't know what's going on. That is their only job.
Well,
and they do not know what's going on.
Isn't that like the IRS?
Yeah.
I mean, how much do they not know what's going on, or any of these other alphabet soup agencies?
Yeah. You got an alphabet soup agency from the government, they're not going to have a clue what's going on. That's for sure. But, you know, I was mentioning to you off the air, this surprised anyone in light of the fact that we are selling toxic waste to ourselves each and every day when we drip fluoride into the water that's being sold to us from companies that manufacture it, or that manufacture goods, and fluoride is a toxic waste byproduct that they're selling to municipalities, and then they are then dripping it into the water supply. So, hey, what's good for the geese, good for the gander, right?
Where's the EPA on fluoride? Wasn't there recently a release that said they've lowered the standards of safety? Was that fluoride or something else? Now, I don't remember exactly, but at the same time, I don't see any out.
I don't know if it's fluoride or not. It may have been. I think that was radiation.
Okay.
But maybe they did lower the recommended doses of fluoride, saying that one part per million was too much. Which, if it's good for you, why are they limiting it?
Huh.
I mean, if it's good at one part per million, shouldn't it be better at two parts per million? Or maybe it's the fact that it's a hazardous waste that can cause bone cancer that they're limiting it. But, you know, this started way back in the 40s with Alcoa. We're selling toxic chemicals and basically force medicating people that are drinking the public water supply, which is a violation of the Delaney Amendment. So we're not only doing that, but now we're paying other countries to ship their hazardous waste here, I guess. Or are we paying them, or are they just shipping it for free? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we're paying them.
Well, remember the absolute freak out by folks and even the FDA over reports that drinking or somehow eating kava could cause liver damage? I don't know if you remember this years ago. And I think even Dick Durbin got into the act because he just loves it when supplements are implicated in anything. But never mind the drugs, right? Never mind these toxic poisons. The FDA looks the other way on chemo. The EPA looks the other way on these hazardous waste.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, kava, who knows what was going on there? Or ephedra, we go back to ephedra and find out that there really wasn't a problem with ephedra. It was the stupid people that were on numerous drugs or dehydrated or doing things that facilitated an exacerbation of certain metabolic pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if it's a supplement, it's outrage, it's congressional hearings. And Congressman Posey, earlier today, I believe, and it was on C-SPAN, I got to see it. It's about like an hour and 6 minutes in. You can just fast forward it. I love YouTube for that. You can go right to where you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And he put on the congressional record about William Thompson, the whistleblower, and the link between MMR and autism and African-American boys and the hidden data. So maybe we're moving a step in the right direction, not that we're holding our breath for Congress to do the right thing, but it's another layer of awareness that we get out there so that more people will unplug from the pharmaceutical toxic matrix.
You know, you mentioned the matrix. That's interesting. That makes me think of John Rappaport. One of the interesting things that he shared with us when we went out and interviewed him at the end of June was that the FDA, you know, every drug out there, you go on the FDA's own website, they admit 100,000 deaths a year for drugs that are properly prescribed by drugs that have been deemed to be safe and effective by the FDA. John said, you know, at that point, the FDA's, they're guilty of murder. They have approved drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That is their job to test whether they're really safe or not, and they've said they're safe and effective, and we got 100,000 people that are dying each year, but they get online and they argue about whether we should take kava, whether it might damage our liver. Heck, the FDA admits on its own website they kill 100,000 people a year. Where's the outrage for that?
Yeah, well, they've been removed from consequences for their actions. And we know psychological experiments have shown that when people feel like they have no consequences for their actions, they do horrible things to one another. Evil things, in fact. We'll talk about that and more. Hey, does the political left now finally for nullification? And I'm not talking about weed. Another form of it, we're going to talk about sanctuary cities and immigration, illegal as it may be, coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is John.
For the most part, you were good. There was this one place where you got excited and you must have moved or something.
I did. You know, I'm going to have to get another headset because this is not. It's not because I'm a long way.
Silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, and it's Outside the Box. But Ty Bollinger, he's reviving me. I shouldn't even be here tonight, Ty, but you're here. I couldn't stay away. appreciate you so much. Now, I mentioned the issue of the 10th Amendment. Of course, we love the idea of nullification, how empowering it is to not have to be violent about overthrowing or changing things in a bloody way, simply by saying you don't have the authority and we're going our own way. And we've seen it with medical marijuana or cannabis in many states now. Now, the left has argued against it when it comes to guns. It's only about, oh, I like it when it's this, but not that. But there's an article here on Natural News that says the existence of sanctuary cities proves the political left believes in nullification of federal laws by local cities, so why not entire states? I haven't looked into the, we haven't talked a lot about immigration. Nick Gonzalez used to come on. We did some stories on immigration, too, because his father and grandparents, they came from Mexico. They came through legally, so he was very annoyed with people that would just sneak over the border and take, as opposed to really contribute. But I don't know if you looked into the sanctuary city stuff. I mean, there's some scary stuff about this.
Well, there is, but according to Mike in this National News article, as Mike wrote it, right? Or no, this is JD, okay.
Yeah.
But according to JD, the author, nullification is already happening. When states just say to the feds, no, that's not your jurisdiction. We're going to do whatever we darn well please.
Yeah.
And that should be happening more often. Now, when it comes to sanctuary cities, I didn't get to that part of the article. We're talking about the cities where the illegal immigrants, basically the states are not, or the cities are not enforcing the deportation laws.
Yeah, well, exactly. Here's the interesting thing. What I perceive, and I think this is correct about nullification and 10th Amendment, It's about when the federal government has no authority. It's not about defying authority that they've been granted according to the Constitution.
Right.
One of the legitimate authorities of the federal government is to, as far as I know, secure the borders. That's a legitimate federal issue. Now, the states, some of the states share borders with foreign countries. Not every state does. So there's an interesting interplay there. But the idea that the states would say to the feds, no, we're not, you know, we're not going to turn these illegal immigrants over because we're protecting them in a sanctuary city, I don't know if this is the spirit, truth, or fact of nullification when there is jurisdiction of the federal government. Now, the federal government seems to be nullifying its own laws on illegal immigration by looking the other way as well. That's an interesting angle on that.
Yeah, it is, but I agree with you. This, I don't think this is an appropriate use of the term nullification in regards to these situations, because I do believe that that is one of the few enumerated powers of the federal government to support, to secure the borders. This would be a part of that. So I don't think that the city is saying, no, we're not going to enforce those laws. That's not really nullification.
No, that's defiance. I mean,
right.
There's a difference. There's a distinct difference. As I said, when we talk about the support for nullification about gun laws where the federal government doesn't have the authority to
right.
limit, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, particularly in the states. And, you know, this issue they bring up also of gay marriage, right? Everybody was so excited and, you know, waving their rainbow flags. I'm like, you numbnuts. You do not want the federal government defining marriage because the government's going to change. They'll define it a different way. We wanted a separation of marriage and state. It should never have been a, when I say state, I mean government. It shouldn't be a government issue. If anything, the states may be able to make some laws about it, but not the federal government. But even then, I'm offended by this idea that the state should have anything to do with who I marry. I don't want them in my marriage at all.
I don't think it's part of the government's job at all to regulate that. That's not.
Yeah.
I don't think, believe that's what the government's for. But it's interesting that the way the laws that are enforced and the laws that are created are they're kind of willy nilly.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like, do we feel like enforcing this law today? Well, okay, we will. Maybe tomorrow we won't. Or maybe today there's another law we might feel like enforcing. Tomorrow we won't. It's not really. You need to be consistent, right? If you're going to be taken seriously, and the government really is not consistent at all. It really just depends on what serves their purpose, whatever politician is, if what laws are enforced. It should
sure.
be all or nothing.
Well, I mean, but you think about. The shift, if you will. There's always been that shift from left to right, if you want to call it as simple as that, or Republican to Democrat. Eventually one party gets control, then the other. And so the same laws that one party has used in their favor is now used against them. And it's so stupid that they can't figure this out, that you should limit the federal government at all costs, because eventually, if you don't, it'll come back to bite you, too. Well, maybe you got control now, but tomorrow? Not so fast.
Exactly. I mean, the bottom line is eventually it's going to come around to bite you. Hey, I hear our music. We're already through this segment?
Yeah, I know. This is rapid fire today. I know.
Woo.
We're going.
Okay.
I thank you. I think you're my coffee of the evening. I'm up.
Well, I'm actually your cauliflower. I'm eating mashed cauliflower.
Yes, the cauliflower mashed potatoes. And, you know, the organic Mexican restaurant called Truck. If we ever get back up there, Ty, we'll have to go there. It's really good. So when we come back, vaccine law opponents look to recall Senator Peter Pan.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Still here because we don't have Obamacare. That's why we're here, and we're well. Oh, thank you very much. Ty Bollinger is here with me as well. We go outside the box each and every middle of the week hump day. Have a good time together. And, of course, if you haven't checked out any of his books, we'll have them linked up. And, of course, cancertruth.net, one of the old standby sites. Sign up for email alerts there. And, of course, The Quest for the Cures, which we'll go into more as you get closer and closer to this fall when the next international version comes out.
Yeah, it's I'm deep in the bat cave right now in the editing room getting this thing together. It's going to be amazing. It really is. And it's going to be information that's just going to change people's lives, which is what we're trying to do, to just give them the knowledge that they need when they are diagnosed with cancer, that they'll be able to do something other than chemo or radiation.
Right.
It's killing people.
Well, and I think a lot of what was in the first series as well is prevention. It's legitimately saying, hey, you don't have to ever get it, and here are some things you can do. I wish California had paid attention about, you know, the vaccine thing that happened with them with SB 277, because now they're having to fight it after the fact. And some of the opponents of that mandatory law with no philosophical or religious exemption are trying to put a recall petition together against, not Peter Pan, I know it's Governor, no, what's his name, Richard Pan, Senator Richard Pan. But they should recall anybody who signed for it, including Governor Brown. I mean, if you really believe, it's not just Pan. Pan may have been the biggest beneficiary of pharmaceutical money, but everybody else that supported it should be on the hook, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jerry Brown is one of the chief ones that should be held accountable for this. He's nothing more than a butt clown. Can I say butt clown?
You can say that.
I mean, it's ridiculous that he's the governor of a state and has violated the people's rights to that extent. I mean, this is like Nazi Germany medical tyranny forced vaccines. I don't care what your position is on vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
To have the government involved to this extent forcing this procedure on everyone is unacceptable. And I'm glad that they're trying to do to Pan, just recall him?
Recall him. Yeah, they said they need 36,000 signatures from his district by the end of the year for a recall to proceed, and then there's a separate statewide ballot initiative that would invalidate the law, you know, so that basically would say, you know, SB 277 will repeal it effectively by referendum. And I don't know, Ty, I mean, I like the idea, don't get me wrong, but if you think about the percentage of people who are awake versus who are asleep and just vaccines, you know, minions or slaves, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
I don't know that a referendum on the law could win. I mean, to repeal it, because I just think people don't get it, that it isn't about whether the vaccines are good or bad. It's literally about your freedom to say no to mandated medical intervention that could kill you.
That's exactly what the question is. And they're making the focus on the vaccines so that people don't pay attention to the fact that this is not a vaccine issue, that's a freedom issue. It's the same way with the Civil War. Look, everybody, you ask 99 people out of 100 will say it was about slavery, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery was a peripheral issue. Now, not that slavery is not horrible, but that's not the main issue. The main issue was states' rights.
Yeah,
but they focus on slavery now to keep you off of the issue of states' rights.
Right, and which is the reason they didn't want you to know about nullification, nor did they want you to know about secession. You know, if you're party to a compact and there's no escape clause, then it's an unconscionable contract. And the southern states knew that, and they said, you guys are going a different direction. We want to go a different direction. We're going to dissolve the Union. And, of course, after the so-called Civil War, you know, we talk about, and even the something of liberty, Pledge of Allegiance. See how tired I am now? Right? They say one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I don't have a problem with one nation under God. Some people do. I have a problem with indivisible. And it's not that I don't want the United States to dissolve. That's not what I'm saying. But the freedom of the people and the states to say, we no longer want to be part of the Union.
Right.
And then when you say that, people say, no, you're some kind of terrorist, because that was already solved. That was already resolved. How was that resolved? Oh, the Civil War solved that. Lincoln solved that. Oh, so you go to war and you defeat somebody. You kill hundreds of thousands of people, and then you say that solved the problem? No. The problem is one of self-determination. And if you've got a federal government that is so far out of control beyond the Constitution, and you can't vote the bums out because you're replacing new bums that, even if they're not bums when they go in, they become bums, at a certain point, as I said, Texas would be the most likely to go pound sand. We're out of here. We got our own power grid. We've got a whole other bill. We were the Republic of Texas. And I think these are the things why, and I've said this on the air before, the reason why they're attacking the so-called rebel flag, the Confederate flag, they don't want people to actually study and link and understand the reason for the war of, some call it northern aggression, the war between the states. Because, as you said, slavery wasn't the primary issue.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that you disagree with the indivisible part. Heck, I disagree with the first statement. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I don't pledge allegiance to any flag of any country. My allegiance is not with a country, because there can be evil laws implemented by that country. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't love our country, but I don't pledge allegiance to a country no matter what the leaders of that country do.
Right.
I mean, that's absurd. I mean, can you imagine? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Nazi states of Germany.
Yeah.
When they're killing the Jews. No, you don't pledge allegiance to a country that has the potential to commit evil and atrocities against other human beings. That's not where your allegiance lies.
You are being far too much of an adult right now. And if we were on even a conservative talk station right now, they would be freaking out. It's like, no, Ty Bollinger is anti-American now.
He hates America. Yeah,
right?
No, I love America.
Immediately. No, and we love this land. We love the liberty. We, the origin, the high ideals. And Ron Paul said it best too. You know, the highest form of patriotism is questioning your government,
right?
Not blindly going along with it, and for convenience sake or because the political winds are blowing that direction. And so I may disagree with folks that, you know, that have different views than I do, but I absolutely respect their right to, you know, relate those beliefs, even try to convince people as long as they're not using force and fraud. Again, that's a whole different realm or element. But freedom is too scary for a lot of folks and a lot of people on the left, as we've seen with the vaccine issue, which is where we started the segment. We went on to some cool stuff, though, to talk about. I appreciate that.
You bet. Yeah. I don't even know what we're talking about now, but it's fun.
Oh, I know, it was real good because, you know, it came down to putting out a referendum in California to get all the people to decide that, SB 277 is a bad idea. But the way it's going to be phrased or couched or maneuvered in the media is that, this is about people who hate vaccines and anti-vaxxers. And most people are not anti-vaxxers, right? They don't understand the deepness of the issue. And so they'll be, you know, basically manipulated into saying, well, no, we've got to have this law. We can't side with the anti-vaxxers when this is solely about freedom. Your freedom as a mom, as a dad, to say, no, the government does not have the right to force my child to be medically experimented upon, injected, even if you think it's the greatest thing ever. I have the right as a parent to say no, and that's what this removes. Except, you know, of course, it's school. And it was one thing to say don't go to public school, but when they went to private school, and of course, that seems to me a little bit of a stretch there, but they've allowed that to happen. And then, of course, they're not refunding the taxes paid for public schools for these families who, you know, are now mandated to homeschool. That's their only option, which is a good option for some, but I realize it's not a good option for everyone.
Right. Well, you know, that just shows the inequality, the inequity in the system at this point. Because just look at anybody that homeschools. My family, for instance, we homeschool our kids.
Yep.
I pay a boatload of
property
real
taxes,
estate taxes to the school districts for schools that my kids don't go to.
Exactly.
How is that fair?
No, you should be getting refunds. You're not taking. So, anyway, this is the kind of stuff that, perspective-wise, should be beyond left and right.
Right.
And just really about, you know, that concept of right and wrong, which is often muddied for political expedience. But then again, you know, here we talk about politics, economics, healing, as such, and from time to time we get questions coming in from our listeners. I think now we're going to segue into that because it's just that time of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Questions of the day coming in through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll add them in. This one's interesting because it relates to autoimmunity. And some of the doctors in the quest for the cures did talk about autoimmunity, I believe, not just cancer. Am I correct, Ty?
Yeah, there were a few that talked about autoimmunity. You're right.
Yeah, and we talk about it, and I think a lot of this is vaccine-induced, but anytime you corrupt the integrity of self, the cells that are supposed to be self versus non-self, the immune system says, that's no longer me, and it attacks. That's an appropriate thing. Now, you can kill the immune system with chemotherapy, which is what they do with autoimmune diseases in modern medicine, and you'll say, hey, look, we took care of your crazy, wild immune system. You should thank us. Yet, by destroying the immune system, they give rise to what? Cancer, the very thing we're talking about preventing here. This is a question from Mike. He says his wife has both lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, okay, both autoimmune diseases, and has been on some high-powered drugs, including Orencia and Plaquenil, and even more. And he asks, is there any way to work some natural remedies into her regimen? Thank you. Now, if I was to bring this up with Dr. Batar, our good buddy Dr. Batar, he would be, not I would say he would be livid, but he gets a little short-tempered, and rightfully so. It's like, and we're not picking on Mike for asking the question, but it's like, the people that have read the nine steps and the Red Cancer Step Outside the Box have read our book, Unlock the Power to Heal. You know that the reversal of autoimmunity has everything to do with the same thing as the reversal of cancer. It's about removing the toxic elements that have offended and corrupted our cells, and it's about replenishing the minerals and the vitamins and the fats and all the things that have been diminished because of the toxins or because it's devoid in the food that is not grown organically properly, the soils don't contain it, etc. So it comes back to something so basic, like we talk about Nick Gonzalez, as brilliant as a man and as scientifically based as a man he was, the solutions were really rooted in the natural order of the universe.
Well, that only makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, we're part of the natural order. It seems like that's what the solutions would be. I'm watching through the videos that we've interviewed these last couple of months, and I can't remember who it was talking about what absurd notion it is to think that we can heal human beings that are part of nature with molecules that are not found in nature. And I can't remember who it was, but it was just a brilliant quote. And it was one of those little gold nuggets you find when you're watching through hours and hours of video footage. And I said, man, that's going to be in there. But it makes total sense, doesn't it?
I can't wait to see that one. That's a quote we got to put out for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. By the way, there's another question today I'll get to tomorrow from Sarah about rheumatoid arthritis. And she mentions Dr. Nick Gonzalez because one of their family members, her husband, is a patient. And, you know, she said that that he now has to have the strength to lean a little bit more on himself because they all leaned on Dr. Gonzalez for strength. So the message I was trying to relate, I think people are picking up on it. I'm glad. So, Sarah, I'm going to get to your question tomorrow a little bit more on, I don't know what we're going to do next. We always get a little crazy at the end here. How about we'll talk about drinking? Drinking? Really? What? The kids are drinking? They're not drinking. What are they drinking? Let's find out on the other side of this break here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Ty Bollinger. He's here with me each and every week, and, you know, sometimes when I'm not here, he's been here. Although it's been a while since you haven't been busy, so busy that you can't do that, but you're always welcome. We rebroadcast yesterday Outside the Box Wednesday because it was the day we did kind of memorialized Nick Gonzalez on the air. We were all in shock, and
right.
You know, Ty, your words were just so heartfelt as well, and I appreciate that. So go back; they're in the archives at Natural News Radio, of course, here at GCN, our syndicator, eventually up at UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and as well as Epic Times. So the word is getting out all over the world, and God bless Nick Gonzalez for all that he did. But even in his passing, he's still serving. And he's still helping and empowering folks. So, again, another great big bit of gratitude for him as we carry on whatever legacy we can continue putting out there.
Yeah, I'm just honored to be on, you know, on the same team that Nick was on to try to fight for the truth and to help people, and that's really what it's all about. And he'll be greatly missed. But like I said earlier, and like you just said, that his legacy will live on.
Yeah. Now it's time to raise a glass and toast, right? We might toast some water. I might toast some non-alcoholic beer. You might toast some alcohol if you're out there. You might be drinking a little bit. But there's a poll here that says your income is linked to how you drink. I don't know. Is this a CPA question?
Well, I don't think it's a CPA question as much as a question about parental discipline. Because here's what needs to happen. Uh-huh. All those people that are out there drinking, right, that are the wealthy people, according to this article, they're the ones that are out there drinking more.
Eight and ten out of 5 and 10 if you're not as wealthy. So 80% versus 50%. That was interesting.
Right. So you get a lot higher percentage of people that are wealthier drinking. And we learned yesterday, you and Superdon covered a story with Dr. Buttar, actually.
Yeah, the other day, that the kids who are a little bit disobedient,
kids are disobedient, make more
money. Better. Yeah, make more money. Yeah.
So what this we put this together, and this is what we do here. We put two and two together on the show, make it logical, make it real easy for people that are listening. Anybody that's out that's drinking, that's wasted, that's drinking too much, you just need to have a paddle or a belt with you and go spank them.
Go spank them.
Kids, they didn't do discipline appropriately.
Maybe that's the case. Let's see if that'll bring them back in. But if they're too schnockered, they won't feel it till they see the marks in the morning. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This next article here, instead of curbing drinking, college kids try to curb the consequences. Now, as I've said, I used to drink alcohol when I was younger. I gave up on it at the age of 19. I outgrew it. For me, that was done. I was done with it. But many people now, there's a lot more information about strategies how to limit the dangerous consequences of drinking, because we know the damage and stress happens to the liver primarily. It dehydrates you. It demineralizes you. And so people are, I guess, trying to figure out how they can do harm reduction methods. And I don't know if...
It's kind of crazy. It says they're exploring things like not playing these drinking games and drinking water between drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be good. How about you just don't drink too much?
Yeah, that could be the thing.
Yeah, that's what you should probably do. I mean, just don't drink too much. But you know, I guess that we've all been there in that immature, crazy stage. You know, that age of college, and yeah, I guess that makes about as much sense as some of the things I did in college.
No, I know. You pray that you can outgrow it, or somebody can outgrow it at a certain point in time. I have friends that, you know, in their 50s now, late 40s, early 50s, that didn't outgrow it. And, you know, are in serious trouble now, health-wise. And I don't know how they did. They had a stronger liver than I had, I guess. But, you know, I was dealing with my chronic issues, and, you know, that was probably one of the reasons. But I think there were bigger reasons of clarity that I just didn't like to be taken out of that, you know, aspect of a connection. And so it didn't work for me anymore. That was for me. Now, I'm not judging people if they want to drink alcohol or something that's been with the human species for a long time. But that's just not for me.
Well, you know, Robert, it reminds me of a story I just read earlier today about a former bodybuilder over in the UK that was trying to bulk up for the contest. Mm-hmm. And you can see a picture of him back in 2007. The guy was a monster. He just died of liver cancer. You mentioned liver just now.
Yeah.
He died of liver cancer because of the detrimental effects of the steroids on the liver. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, less than, not 30 years old.
Oh, and speaking of remedies, even for RA, modulating the immune system, say hi to our friends at Better Way Health.
Yeah.
Better Way Health with their Beta 1 3D Glucan, and of course, Carnivora, carnivora.com. TMB, thank you, my friend. You kept me up all night. And it was good.
It's always a pleasure, buddy. Always a pleasure.
All right, love to the whole family. Thank you all for being here. Tomorrow, the FDA Dragon Slayer returns. You know who he is, Jonathan E. Moore. In the meantime, the power to heal.
Is yours.
Amen, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.